This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. Today I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, for a look at how the grain markets are doing this week.
Well, it's kind of a resurgence on expectations of big crops once again. We're expecting to see good rains across much of the Midwest. Over the weekend, the forecasters had pulled back a little bit on those rain forecasts. And so we did get a little bit of early week strength, but now the forecast models are turning wetter once again, and it'll be a very timely rain for finishing off the corn crop in many areas, and a very timely rain for many soybean fields that have been starting to dry out to help them with pod set and pod fill. So the expectations are that next week we will see USDA raise its yield estimates for both corn and soybeans with a record bin buster crop coming in.
And with this bin buster crop coming in, people are starting to worry about where they're going to keep it.
That is a real concern. We certainly have built a lot more on-farm storage over the last 5-6 years, and so that will certainly help. But one of the concerns I have, and one of the reasons that I feel like we have more downside price risk in the cash market than many people realize, is the amount of old crop corn that is still in the bin needs to be moved to make room for this new crop. So that's going to create additional problems. In fact, corn prices, new crop corn bids in the Northern Plains are already approaching $2.50 per bushel. So low prices look like they may be here for at least a few months anyway.
Now, when you say that there's old crop corn still in the bin, is that bins on farm?
Yes, and this is something many grain buyers tell us, that they know many farmers who still have 100,000 bushel or more of corn still on the farm, in some cases in commercial storage, but I think much of it is still on the farm, needs to make room yet for the new crop. In cases where the prices are already very low, as I mentioned, the Northern Plains of prices are already approaching $2.50 per bushel, those farmers are simply going to try to hang on probably unless we get a substantial rally, which at this point doesn't look likely because the price is raised so low. They're just want to try to hang on and hope for something better. Not sure how profitable that's going to be for them, but that means bottom line is we're going to have a lot of corn to move through the system over the next 6 months.
Suderman had some good news for Illinois growers as to how their crops compare to other states.
Well, Illinois in and of itself has a lot of variation, but that is where we're seeing the best corn overall. We're seeing the number of yield checks coming in close to 300 bushels per acre across many parts of Illinois. And then you get some areas where the soils aren't quite as good, and they've happened to miss out some rains more than others, and there are some problems. As you go around the Midwest, it's pretty much a story, but even in the areas that had a lot of excessive rains early on and had a lot of ponding, the fields around those areas are very good. And so even as you go state by state across the Midwest, it looks like we're going to have a good crop. F.C. Stone, who surveys elevators across the Midwest, released their estimate of, I believe, 172.4 or something above 172 bushels per acre. Farm Futures magazine, which surveyed farmers across the Midwest, released their estimate of 171.1. And I think that's really in the ballpark of where we're at right now. But with depth of kernel, with the rest of August expected to be very favorable weather for developing depth of kernel, we could take that up yet another 5-6 bushels plus. So the potential is there for it to be a big crop. But, you know, eventually it comes, okay, how much does another few bushels matter? We're going to be swimming in corn, and that's been our fear for the last 6 months, and why we were tried to be aggressive with our clients in pricing our corn and riding this thing out, and now allow the demand to start catching up, which I think we'll see happen over the next year.
I think a favorite quote that I heard while at the commodities conference was that we are very good at producing ourselves out of a market.
We are, but given the opportunity to have very few bushels at high prices or a lot of bushels at low prices, I think we'd prefer to have the bushels, because then you have some opportunities to do something with it. And if you have bushels, you have the opportunity to start capturing that global demand market. And I think that's what we're going to see happen over the next year, is we're going to garner a larger share, a larger niche, so to speak, of the global demand market. And I think that's going to pay off for us over the next few years after we go through this time of pain.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
If you could design the perfect farm insurance policy, it would probably look a lot like AgriPlus from Country Financial. With AgriPlus, you get all the benefits of a standard farm policy plus higher limits on the coverages most important to you. Best of all, you can choose the coverages you want, so you're not paying for what you don't need. For help on achieving financial security, see me, your country representative, Wayne Schaefer in Jerseyville today, and find out more about AgriPlus, custom-made farm insurance at an affordable price. Give us a call at 618-498-5800.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines. There are modules for light and medium duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
It's hot outside, but farmer-owned Prairie Farms ice cream is totally cool. Prairie Farms ice cream in the half-gallon square carton comes in 12 different flavors, with seasonal favorites added every year. And for traditional richness of a premium quality ice cream, Prairie Farms also makes a dozen Old Recipe brand flavors. And don't forget the fabulous line of Prairie Farms sherbet for everyday family enjoyment. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
The state crop and weather report has been released. Dry conditions continued throughout the state last week. There were 6.4 days suitable for field work. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.28 inches, 0.51 inches below normal for the week ending in August 3rd. Average temperature was 69.3 degrees, 4.9 degrees below normal. Corn in the dough stage was rated at 55% compared to the five-year average of 47%. Corn condition was rated at 81% good to excellent. Soybeans blooming reached 91% ahead of the five-year average of 84%. Soybean setting pods reached 65% ahead of the five-year average of 49%. Soybean condition was rated at 77% good to excellent. Sorghum headed reached 57% and sorghum turning color was rated at 16%. Oats harvested reached 83%, ahead of the five-year average of 77%. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 5% poor, 29% fair, 54% good, and 11% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 3% very short, 23% short, 70% adequate, and 4% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 2% very short, 24% short, 71% adequate, and 3% surplus. Many county fairs put on a youth livestock auction to support youth involved with the 4-H Foundation. But this year, some funds raised at the Bond County Youth Livestock Auction are going to spread beyond those selling their 4-H projects. Lincoln Siebert is in his last year of 4-H, and before he sold his pen of rabbits, he announced he would be donating the money they brought in.
This is my last year. You only do it 10 years, so I decided to donate the money to the Allison Langham Foundation.
His rabbits sold for $1,650 for the Allison Langham Scholarship Fund. The fund is in memory of Allison Langham, who passed away in 2004. Siebert gave his reason for wanting to donate his auction winnings.
I grew up down the road from the little girl who died, and she was in 4-H, and she was a year older than me in school, and this also would have been her last year in 4-H. She was in a four-wheeler accident, and a couple years ago I was in one too. However, I was luckier than she was, but riding four-wheelers is something I enjoy, and it's something I think you should stay safe doing.
As for the purchasers of Siebert's rabbits,
Her family purchased them. I've worked for their auction company for years, so it kind of kept it in the family, which is real nice.
Siebert also took some time to reflect on 4-H as his last year comes to a close.
I think 4-H is a great thing. There is much more than just animals, and that's what kind of people have started to kind of believe, that it's only for animals, but there's so much more out there that 4-H can provide for a young individual to get them started in life.
Lincoln Siebert is currently attending Greenville Community College. Again, Siebert sold his 4-H rabbits at the Bond County Youth Livestock Auction for $1,650, with the promise of donating the money raised to the Allison Langham Scholarship Fund. To review last night's auction, the Grand Champion steer, weighing 1,375 pounds, was sold by Brianna Ulmer for $4.10 a pound to Greenville Livestock Auction. The Champion Barrow, weighing 262 pounds, was sold by Lauren Hahn for $4 a pound to Bierman Meats. The Reserve Champion Sheep, weighing 127 pounds, was sold by Lane Lindley for $5.50 a pound to Greenville Livestock Auction. The Champion Goat, sold by Austin Graves, went for $375 to D&D Farms. The Champion Rabbits, sold by Haley Gentry, sold for $410 to D&D Farms. Champion Poultry, sold by Emma Helmkamp, went for $400 to Tompkins Farm. And the Top Milk Basket, sold by Scott Woker, went for $700 to Amon Farms. The Bond County 4-H Livestock Auction totaled $92,403 last night. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.